How you doing? I can't complain. I woke up this morning. I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Was it a tough season this year, you know, with a coaching change, just some, you know, some things that
you can't see? Yeah, most definitely. I think it was a lot of adversity at times. You know, we went through it as a team, and, you know, we fought through it, and, you know, we definitely want to come out on top as winners, and we did. Yeah, most definitely, you know, just doing what I'm asked to do, you know, speak up in meetings, you know, hold, you know, players-only meetings and just, you know, telling the truth, you know, telling them what's about to happen, what's going on, and just, you know, staying positive because, you know, if they see a veteran staying positive, still fighting, the young guys will you know, follow along and do the right thing. Leadership is definitely my main one, you know, as well as, you know, on the field, you know, I can play everything in the back end, whether that's covering in the slot, whether that's playing man free, whether that's being in the A and B gap, filling that hole, or, you know, locking down tight end. So I feel like, you know, I'm versatile to, you know, play everything in the back end, and that's what makes me a special player. You know, just keep doing what I'm doing, whether that's, you know, film study, whether that's, you know, just being myself. And you know, that was the main thing. I'm not going to change myself, you know, knowing that I'm at the combine. I'm going to stay myself and stay true to myself and just, you know, doing what I love to do, which is play football. Most definitely. I feel like, you know, I'm the best guy in the draft. I definitely feel like I'm the number one. I should be a number one pick. So, you know, top five, that's definitely in the range. Yes, sir.
Do you think attitudes are maybe changing in safety? Because they don't tend to go in the top five very often.
Right.
Do you follow that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, the game is starting to change as far as, you know, scheme-wise, passing. You know, we're starting to have tight ends that can run now. 4-4-2, as you see. My man Evan from Ole Miss went 4-4-2. You know, the game is changing. OJ as well, 4-5-1. The game is changing. You know, you need safeties that can do everything, that in the back end can cover, you know, can make the calls, can tackle, and, you know, just doing what the coaches are asking them to do. Ryan Clark's impact on me was really, really big. You know, I can't thank him enough. Him and the family, you know, he kind of took me under as, you know, a little brother. You know, it's definitely somebody I watched, you know, growing up. And, you know, he's the guy, you know, you want to go to it for advice. And, you know, I definitely talked to him about, you know, what should I say on certain, you know, questions that I'm going to be asked. And he just said, be myself. And that's it. Film study. You know, he'll come, you know, Tuesday before the game. And we'll probably watch Tuesday's film and Wednesday's practice film. And as well as, you know, Thursday or Friday, anytime I needed him, we'll watch game film. And, you know, he's not the only one that's done that for me. Jalen Mills has came back, and, you know, he's done it for me. And anything I can, you know, pick up from veterans, you know, it's very huge for me because, for instance, yesterday I talked to a legend, Brian Dawkins, who I admire everything about him. And, you know, that was the highlight of my week. Just, you know, knowing that he already knew about me, saying how passionate I was and, you know, how I played the game the right way. And that was huge to, you know, hear that from a legend like him. I mean, I've talked to, you know, quite a bit. I have 12 meetings later on tonight. You know, I really don't get into the whole match of, you know, what teams need. You know, I'm going to get the phone call. And whoever it be is going to get a special person.
How deep is this class
around you? Oh, it's really deep. You know, this class is full of potential, you know, hopefully full of, you know, Hall of Famers one day. But, you know, we push each other, and that's what it's about. We're at the combine, and we're here to compete.
Did you start talking football with your father at an early age and really go deep with it, or did he kind of try to shield you from it?
Most definitely. I think that, you know, it started at an early age. A lot of people, you know, due to his pedigree, think that football was kind of like pushed my way. But, you know, I kind of played everything growing up, and I kind of fell in love with the game at age like 5, really. I started at age 3, And, you know, he just really just says, you know, just staying focused on, you know, trusting the process and just, you know, doing what I do, and which is I love football. And that's my passion and that's my love for the game.
What about
age 3, yes, sir. Chasing butterflies and running the wrong way when I got the ball. Yes, sir. Oh, I was on the team, flag football. He had an organization, and, you know, I'll never forget it. First play, I got the ball, ran the opposite way, and my mother was in the stands, and everybody was in the stands really telling me to go the opposite way. Turned around and took it for a touchdown the opposite way. No, it wasn't 3 and under. It was like 5 and 6, I believe. So I always played up growing up, and, you know, that's what my dad, you know, installed in me. And, you know, so I can, you know, grow into the football player I am today and dominate. It's not that I, you know, try to be like somebody, but I like to, you know, steal pieces of the game to add to my game. So, you know, Tyron. Very key, Bob Sanders, Sean Taylor, you know, those guys are who I look up to. You know, those are guys that play the game the right way, and, you know, one day hopefully I can be just like them, making impact plays.
How hard is it to tackle Leonard
Fournette? He's a great back. You know, I've got that question so many times in college. We go at it. You know, he's got the best of me, and I've got the best of him. Yes, sir. Most definitely. I mean, when I step on the field, I'm passionate about what I do. You know, I thank the man above for, you know, everything that he's blessed me with. So when I'm on the field, I give glory to him. So, you know, I go all out, you know, because you never know when that last play can be. And so, you know, the special teams, that's just part of the game. And I love being on the field and just playing football. It was huge. Even, you know, coming out, picking a college, it was definitely huge. It is DBU. It is DBU. There's no other school. But that pedigree and that brotherhood that, you know, is installed in LSU, it's beyond football. You know, Coach Corey Raymond, you know, half the time we don't even talk about football when we're in the room as a defensive back group. We talk about life. And that's what it's about. It's a brotherhood, and it's a fraternity forever. Yeah, I know him a tad bit. I know. I mean, most definitely. I mean, I'm pretty sure he feels he's the best, and I feel like I'm the best. You know, I wouldn't respect him as a man, as a player, if he didn't feel he was the best DB in his class. So. You know, it's so many, you know, who's going to go where. Man, we just want to be picked. We talk about it all the time. We just want to be picked. But it's definitely competition there.
How do you think your games compare?
I really don't want to get into, you know, game being compared. But, you know, my game, I can speak for me, is, you know, I can play everything in the back end. I can come down in the slot, come down on the tight end, cover. I can fill that A and B gap, be in the box. And I can also play man free. So I feel like, you know, I can play everything in the back end, but I get classified as a box safety, which is not something that I like. But I understand because I like being around the ball. I like making plays on the ball and making impact plays for the team.
Some safeties these days are the hybrid safeties that are playing with linebackers. Could you do that if you had to?
I could, but I definitely would not prefer. You know, I went to college and I did not sign up to definitely take on linemen because I seen a big lineman at Exos in Arizona, probably about 6'8", 340, and that's not leading up. It's not calculating with me. I just know he was a Pro Bowler. I can't call his name right now. I don't want to give you the wrong name, but he did play for the Bills and he could move. Right. Yeah, you know, Hebron High School, shout out to Hebron High School, matter of fact. But it was journey that took me a long way leading up to college. You know, Coach Sean Hurd, Coach Hurd, which is my coach throughout high school. You know, it's not even just about the football. It's about the fact that he pushed me to run track. I didn't want to run track. His practices were hard. We had 10 400s every day. And, you know, I hated it. But, you know, something about it just made sense where he said it would help me in the long run. And it did. So, you know, leading up, you know, helping my speed, you know, starting 4 years on varsity as a true freshman in high school, that helped as well. And just leading it to college, starting as a true freshman. Well, I seen him talking to somebody. He was talking to a player, and I was leaving, and you know he was sitting by himself, and something just spoke. Like, you know, that's who I admire in my game. Like, he's so passionate about the game, and I had to go. You know, seek wisdom, see what he sees, and you know the fact that I went up to him and he already knew who I was. He's already seen some film on me and watched some games, and I was on it. I was blown away. Just stay in focus. Every time you step in between the line, it's like you transform. Just how passionate he was about the game, how he played it, and not only on the game, you know, how he played the game. He's a better person off the field, and that was definitely something that I talked to him about.
All right, thanks, guys. Was that here?
It was.
Yesterday.